Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 6. People call it the Lord's Prayer. He said Matthew 6, verse 9, after this manner pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Read the rest of it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. How are we to understand this? But now you do know millions of people believe that God has purpose in people being sick and suffering on the earth, although they would never agree that it might be His will for them to be sick in heaven. People say, well, I want to hurry up and get to heaven so I don't have to deal with all this sickness and disease. Well, I thought you said it's God's will for you to be sick. I believe it. Yeah, God put this on me to teach me or to glorify Him. Well, then don't be in a hurry to get to heaven. Because in heaven, His will is unhindered and perfected. If it's His will for you to be sick down here, you'll be way sicker in heaven. No, I won't. If it's His will, He doesn't change. His will doesn't change. Can you see this? In the beginning, in His creation, what was His will? Wholeness, soundness, life, no death, no suffering. What's His will when everything's restored? Same thing. Wholeness, soundness, strength, no death, no pain, no dying. What happened in the middle here? Did He change? He does not change. His will now is the same as when He made Adam and Eve. It's the same as what it's going to be when this earth is gone. Did you hear me? And He told us to pray that His will would be done on earth just like it is in heaven. Now that tells you a couple of things. One, it tells you that it's not being done in its completion. If it was, why would you need to pray that it would be? There are all kind of things happening on the earth that are not the will of God and that don't please God. Pray that it would be. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed because of God's original creation. Also because of heaven and His will in heaven and the world to come. Let's go on now to another point. If God didn't create sickness and disease, if it's not part of His original plan or will or purpose for us, and when everything is fixed, it'll be gone again, where did it come from? And why is it here? How did it get here? And why is it here? That's our next point. Reason number what?
Five.
We are sure it is God's will for all to be healed because of the origin of sickness. Turn to Romans 5, please. Romans 5. How did sickness get here? Where did it come from? Well, Romans 5 says it. Romans 5 and verse 11. He said, we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have now received the atonement. The other translations say reconciliation. Verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. How did death get in? Was there death in God's original creation?
No.
See, this is all we've ever known, is thorns and briars and viciousness of nature and storms and aging. That's all we've known since we've been here. People think this is normal. It is not normal to God. When everything's restored, Isaiah said the lion is going to lie down with the lamb. A little baby is going to play at the snake's den.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to get hurt.
That's right. Amen.
Nothing, there's going to be nothing to step on and get hurt. The animals are not going to kill each other anymore.
Somebody
said, how will that work? Carnivores will be vegetarians.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The Bible said that the lion would eat straw.
Yeah.
Like an ox. All this violence of animals tearing each other apart, that was never to be.
That's right.
It's not God's plan and will. Certainly not man killing each other. How did this terrible death get in here?
Sin.
How many know we should not make light of sin? You hear people sometimes, you know, they just sin and sin and sin and sin, and you try to talk to them about the seriousness of it and the repercussions of it, and they go, I just 1 John 1:9 it. You know, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? What has sin done to us? And what did it take to get sin off of us? What kind of price had to be paid? Sin is serious. It's serious. Go to the 6th chapter. We should not take sin lightly. We live in a society where the church belittles sin. They don't even want to use the word anymore. People don't have sins, they just have problems in today's society. They have problems that they're working on. Which means leave me alone and I'll change if and when I get good and ready to. And it's a problem. It's a big problem because did you know it pays to sin? Romans 6, are you there? Romans 6:23, what does it say? For the wages, what's wages? That's pay. Listen, did I hear you right, Brother Key? You said it pays to sin. You heard me. It pays to sin. What does that mean? The wages, the pay of sin is death. It pays to sin, but the pay is death. Yeah, but I'm in the new covenant and we're under grace today, so I can just sin. No, you're going to get paid. You cannot just sin and sin and sin, you know. What people don't understand, crying because you got caught is not repenting. What does repentance mean? Anybody know?
Change.
Repent means to change. You can cry all night. And if you don't change the next day, you didn't repent. Nothing has changed. And since you didn't repent, you're going to keep getting paid. Death. This is something I think a lot of people don't understand. They want the blessings of God, but they want to do what they want to do. Can you just yield to your flesh? Have all kinds of affairs? Hurt people right and left? Steal and lie? And live a long time and stay healthy and prosper in God's best? Somebody said, well, God will forgive me. He will. And he loves you, but it'll cost you. Did you hear me? And even though God loves you and forgives you, you can still disqualify yourself from his best in your life. Don't belittle sin. Sin is serious. Sin is why this world is in a mess. And it irritates me that people blame God. People do. Religious people all the time. Well, we just don't know what God is doing with all these wars and all these shortages and famines and all this stuff. Maybe they're trying to couch it in nice tones, but they're saying God is behind these little children dying from AIDS. They're saying God has some mystical purpose in whole nations of innocent people being wiped out because they're a different religion from somebody else. They're saying God has all this in control and we don't know why, but he's got some purpose in it. No, no, 1,000 times no. God is a good God. He made it perfect. And sin messed it up. Why are all these terrible things happening today? Because man has a free choice. And man has chosen to sin and disobey. But even in the middle of it, you can choose to believe and submit and obey, and you can be blessed. In the midst of an ugly, mean world, you can be protected. Oh, hallelujah. In the midst of a germ-ridden, disease-filled planet, you can be healed. Oh, come on now. In the midst of a shortage and economic upheaval world, you can be prosperous. Yes, you can. If you'll obey. If you'll listen. If you'll believe. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God. Where did sickness come from? God didn't create it. It's not part of His plan. Sickness is a part of death. By one man, sin entered in and death came because of that sin. Because the wages of sin is death. Somebody said, well, it doesn't say sickness. Yes, it does. It also says poverty. It also says every kind of harassment and confusion and any form of death. How many know you get enough poverty in your life, you're dead? Enough poverty means you don't even have enough food and drink to keep your body alive. How many know you get enough sickness in your body, you're dead? Right? It is incipient death. It's just different degrees of death. And none of it would be here if it hadn't been for sin. And to say that sickness, which is a product of sin, is the will of God, is tantamount to saying that what caused it is the will of God. You might as well say sin is the will of God. Did you hear me? If there had never been any sin, there'd never been any death or sickness or poverty. John Alexander Dowie said this. He said, sickness is the foul offspring of its father Satan and its mother sin. Did you hear that?
Yes.
He said that turn of the century. Sickness is the foul offspring, and it is foul, of its father Satan and its mother sin. To say sickness is the will of God is equal to saying sin is the will of God, because sickness is the product of sin.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Original Creation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002C. That's R2002C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.